This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you, do you feel like you can get your points across well in virtual meetings? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. At BFM Radio is our handle on Twitter and on Instagram. And let's take a look at the poll.
Quick look at the poll. Only sometimes is leading at 49.7%. Yes at 36.4%. No at 14%. I'll just read a message here from Maggie Bess, and she says that at present I don't have to do virtual meetings, but I have mixed feelings if I were asked to do virtual meetings because people are already absent even though physically seated at the meeting table. They're often busy with something or other that they have to attend to urgently. This is notwithstanding the fact that these meetings are scheduled for a particular day in the week to update work progress. So can you imagine what it would be like if we went virtual? Anyway, whatever happened to the much applauded time management skills of the 90s? Gone.
Yeah. So also, you know, on the back of that comment from Maggie, we have Sui Chuan Koo, who says, you know, because a majority of them are not listening. They think they can multitask, but they are actually wasting everyone's time. Try ask a question to a participant without yelling their name. Then you will know what I mean.
Okay,
that's a test. Looking at Instagram, it's still 51% yes and 49% no. And we have a couple of messages here. I'm just going to read one from The Breakers, who says, virtuals are structured to be short and precise, more for progress or milestone updates though. So I guess, you know, The Breakers' point of view is that if, you know, virtual meetings are supposed to be smaller and they're supposed to be short, and it's like just to check on the progress, and it shouldn't be long enough that you have trouble with groupthink or have trouble getting your points across, right?
And then call it what it is. You know, sometimes it's a town hall, right? So town hall is very different from a work progress meeting, you know, that sort of thing. So you have to also gauge, like, it has a different purpose.
Yeah, exactly. There's still time to get in touch with us. You know, just under 30 minutes, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. Do you feel like you can get your points across well in virtual meetings? Why or why not? Moving on to our next story about filling in your COVID-19 CV gap. Now, you know, we're approaching year end. And I guess, you know, a lot of people are going out for interviews, job interviews, you know, in hopes of starting a fresh career or a fresh new job opportunity in 2021. And if you've had a gap in employment due to a layoff or furlough this year because of COVID-19, the experts say you should approach it this way when you go for those interviews.
One of which is to be transparent. I think, you know, really, nothing to hide. It's so obvious what's affected a lot of people, right? So to be honest and upfront, it's the best strategy when navigating any type of conversation regarding previous employment experiences along with exit experiences. And of course, COVID and no COVID, I think that's the way to go. Now, if you've been furloughed, you should approach it a bit differently because you're technically still employed. So next to your employer, put your start date to present and then put furloughed in parentheses next to it. Your cover letter will provide an opportunity for you to explain what's driving you to job search while technically furloughed. You're subject to recall, and that means you're valued and wanted.
Right. The next thing you can do is to rebrand your unemployment.
Rebrand.
Okay. I really like this. Identify and call attention to the skills or learnings that you've gained while unemployed. You know, for example, were you caring for family members or others in your community during this time? Well, employers seek adaptability as a skill when they're looking for new hires, right? So also highlight the ways you've taken accountability for your career growth and development. Now, if you are in an interview and you are asked, what have you been doing with your time since you were laid off, you want a substantial answer that goes beyond, you know, I learned how to make bread during the MCO. You know, that's not going to cut it. So, and also, you know, maybe you've caught up on some Netflix series, you know, those are fun responses. But, you know, you need to take the time to invest in developing skills or maybe even volunteering will go a long way towards crafting a story that screams, I'm resilient. You know, I made the best possible use of my time and I'm ready to add impact to your company. And approach your resume as an opportunity to tell that full story. Detail how you spent your time versus trying to explain or dwell on any of these gaps.
Right. So if you experience furlough. Another one is to refresh your resume, right? Your industry is probably one of the many hit hard by the pandemic's economic impact. To increase your chances of landing a job, apply in industries where the pandemic has placed increased demand, like healthcare and delivery services, by leaning into transferable skills on your resume, right? Exactly. These two areas, I think they're still on the growth, right? To pivot to a new profession, make the case that you have the transferable skills. For example, restaurant and hospitality employees can bring important skills in customer service to roles to call centers or remote customer support. So as businesses pivot and transition to your next normal, they are throwing out the rule book. And the same should apply for anyone seeking a job or making a professional move. I'm just reminded of that story, the pilot.
Yes.
In his uniform, selling food, right? So this is your opportunity to skill up and rebrand based on what the world needs now and in the near future. So most job seekers feel pulled in a million different directions, trying to apply while balancing realities at home. So be fair to yourself to job search and showcase your strong points of potential employer. This will ensure you're the best fit for the job, no matter how big the gap.
No, I mean, looking at the story, I'm just thinking, Frida, we spoke about how employers today, they understand everyone is going through COVID-19 and they understand the economic impact of this pandemic. But you also need to take effort on your part. You need to put in the work. You can't just go there and expect your potential employer to understand that, everybody's going through this. I've been followed just like everybody else. But really put in the effort and argue why you're the best candidate for this position.
Right. And I think they need to see that you've been productive. They need to see that you've been, using your time effectively. Not the latest Netflix series,
yes.
Not productive in that sense, but whether it's charity or volunteering work, I think it just also shows initiative on your part, right? That you're not just sitting there, staring at your navel.
Exactly. On the show today, we're talking about groupthink and how to fight groupthink when you're in virtual meetings. Do you feel like you can get your points across well in virtual meetings? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 is how you can reach us on WhatsApp. At BFM Radio is our Twitter and Instagram handle. We have polls happening on both those platforms as well. Tell us what you think. We'll come back to some of your messages and a final story about boosting your business by sharing. Very interesting one there. But for now, here's Shocking Blue with Love Machine on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.